If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport, especially when there's summer travel plans. It can get expensive at these airports. That's why you got to go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Phone's open now at K-Rock. The number is 800-520-1067. It's officially back to school week for LAUSD. It's back to school time of year. It may not be this week, but soon enough. And we decided it would be a good opportunity to save society by nominating the worst of the worst in this round of Don't Be a Dick back to school. And that could be parents, could be teachers, could be kids, because everyone, there are certain things that make the back to school time terrible, depending
anyone
on...
Anyone could be responsible.
Anyone, and we will start with our nominees in-house, and then we'll go to your calls and texts at 800-520-1067. Our favorite nominee will get themselves tickets to listen to this. Big Bear MX Grand Prix, presented by O'Neill at Bear Mountain Ski Resort, happening August 19th through the 23rd. Four-day pass is just $30 at bbmxgp.com, but you'll win them from us right now if you bring us our greatest nominee in this round of Don't Be a Dick.
Don't be a dick.
If you don't mind, Allie, there's a lot of phrases that get thrown around as people reunite back in the school. And I hate the people that say, summer really flew by this year, huh? It feels faster every year.
That's that little small talk pleasantry. Yeah,
but the thing that I really hate is the person that says, what did you do this summer? Only waiting to tell you what they did over the summer because they had a crazy summer where they're like, oh, we were in Europe for a month and then we went to the Hamptons and then we did it. And then you're like, I went to Costco. And that those people...
They went to Universal Studios and did the lot tour.
Yeah, they can't wait to throw... It's like they're waiting to drop the hammer because...
The summer flexers.
They can't wait to summer flex. Mm-hmm. So they've been... I'm not saying they do all the stuff because they love to drop that hammer, but boy, do they get excited about it. And if they give you the all... It makes whatever I do, even if I actually did do something, feel like so small in comparison.
They always try and downplay it too. Like, not too much. We just went on a 5-country trip to Europe and got stuck in Italy. The worst.
July was the safari month. And then I go, wait, what? And then you're like,
we packed lunches and then volunteered.
And they go, how about you? And you're like, well, thought about going to Michael's craft store, but we didn't.
I broke my nose in my pool.
I got headbutted by my child. Anyway, each had a summer. So the summer flexors, and I understand, people do like to say, if they did something fun, I guess they like to brag about it. But it does feel like it's one final shot where you go like, man, that summer was so much better than mine.
Realize how wasted your summer was. I would like to nominate the first day of school chalkboard photos.
Oh, no. You're going to piss off a lot of people. They love those things.
I know, but no one else really cares, guys. Like, it's the same chalkboard, and then you erase it and put in grade 4, and then their teacher, and I like pizza, and my friend Steven, and then that's it. And they're
you're not going to do that? I'd like to, you're going to eat your words in a week, bitch, because you're going to do the exact, I know you're going to do it.
I won't.
All right.
I'm not going to do it. The chalkboard photos are done. Or let's get a little more creative with it. Why is it always chalkboard photo?
Because that means school. Chalk means school. So that's why they do it.
Sometimes it's a whiteboard. Sometimes it's a chalkboard. And then the kid is taking the picture. I guess they're all excited about it too, maybe.
Omar,
but don't start it.
Omar, you chalkboard photo your kids?
My wife does. I do not do that. But I also think that we put a stop to that maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, you shut it down eventually.
Who put a stop to it? Does the
we
kids...
actually lost the chalkboard, so I think that's why.
That's a great way to
Don't you buy a new chalkboard every year, Klein?
And by Omar lost the chalkboard, it means Omar broke it over his knee and threw it in the trash. Yeah, we cannot find the stupid chalk. I have bought at least three of these stupid chalkboards, and every year they're like, remember that we put it next year, and we can't find it. And eventually when we move again, we're going to find nine chalkboards that say, when I grow up, I want to be a fire truck. But the reality is, there's no high school kids holding the chalkboard still. I mean, if you have a mustache, you're too old to hold the chalkboard that says what your favorite food is.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. So it's a young kid's game.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I guess you would be done with that probably in seventh grade or something like
no,
that.
No. You got to end that thing at fifth. I think
you think so?
Oh, yeah.
What if the kid is like, I still want my chalkboard?
If you're holding up a chalkboard and you can smell BO out of your own pits, you're too old for the chalkboard.
If you're old enough to drive, you're old enough to put the chalkboard
away.
Yeah,
if your hobbies include driving, then you are too old to hold the stupid chalkboard. I'm sorry.
Going to bars. 714 wanted to nominate the people who are in the drop-off line and stop to hug their kids.
Michelle?
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Odyssey celebrates back-to-school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Allie's about to read the I think you're the same 714, but let's talk about the drop-off etiquette people because I think this is a valuable nominee for Don't Be a Dick. What do you got?
Dude, I got a high schooler. I drop them off, like, tuck and roll, man.
Yeah.
You can hug them at home, get the kid out of the car, and get out of the line. Like, you know, we got stuff to do.
Yeah, the drop-off line situation, if you have a school that has that sort of thing, is it's always terrible. Even if it's run well, it's terrible. But if it's run poorly, or there's the you know, it's like they're going off to war, and it's like, let's big hug stuff.
Yeah, but that happens probably more on the first day of school, right? Or does it happen every time?
First day, there's definitely extra chaos. But there's always the people that don't know the etiquette of the drop-off line, which, you know, that's the correct answer. It is a tuck and roll. If you cannot even stop the car to a full stop and just, you know, slow down to a 5-10 miles an hour.
Yeah, there's a few texts on this. The people who like to park as well, they don't do the line. They have to park and take up a parking spot, and usually they park horribly and then screw up the entire flow of traffic. I haven't had the drop-off experience like that yet, so I don't know.
Don't be a dick. First day back to school. So it could include teachers. It could include parents. Obviously, it could include kids as well. So we can get into your nominees at 800-520-1067. You can call, you can text, and we will give away some tickets to go up to Big Bear for the big MX Grand Prix there for our favorite nominee.
818 wanted to nominate the teacher who actually tries to teach on day one.
That is a great nominee because day one is for what's your name and what
here's the plan,
right? And what's an adjective that starts with the first letter of your first name, and then let's go ahead and put our heads down until class is
let's
over.
Let's get to know each other, kind of a deal. The person, the teacher who's actually trying to begin the lesson plan and assign homework, get out of here.
Especially the teacher that makes you feel bad that you didn't bring something you were supposed to bring. Like, all right, you guys have your protractors. You're like, what? It's day one. Slow your roll.
You're lucky I brought myself here.
Katie on K-Rock. It's open nominees for Don't Be a Dick. Back to school. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Just want to say thank you for getting me my drive to work in the morning. I am a teacher. Mm. And so my nomination is for the admin that makes all of us teachers do real lame icebreakers the first day back to meetings.
Oh, with each other. The teachers have to do icebreakers with each other?
Oh, my gosh. All of us have degrees, master's degrees. Some of us have doctorates. And it's like, put what you did last summer on the Post-it and share with the group. And all of us just want to get in the classroom and, like, just get ready. Yeah. And they treat us like kindergartners.
You got to shape young minds, but not until you act like a young mind. So you're going to go ahead and wear your post-it note on your face, and then some other doctor can come up and guess what you are.
You know, they just love orientation.
They love it.
They just love everyone getting to know each other.
Well, look, some educator, some administrator went to some education conference, and they said, hey, you know, we do at our school. They're like, great, let's bring that back.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you got somebody who went to college for 9 years to become a certified teacher who's now got a...
I don't care what Mark did for summer. I want to get in my classroom.
Answer
start my
like
job.
Your favorite bird. You're like, what? I'm a goddamn doctorate. Alex on K-Rock, nominees for Don't Be a Dick. What do you got?
Hey, so my nominee is for the parents that will take photos of their kids on the first day of school, like holding like that little chalkboard or anything, mm-hmm. and the kids will have the worst smile possible. Like they look like they're literally crapping themselves before they even get on the bus, but they will be like, oh, my baby's so beautiful and yeah. so ready for school.
Well, that's a good point, actually, on top of the nominee for the people. It's the parents that still post the picture where you're like, if your kid's not looking great in this picture, let's just go ahead and not post this one.
Well, do your child kid a solid. Needs to have a little say, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, why is a horrible photo being posted of them without their knowledge or consent?
Anthony, don't be a dick. We're talking about first day or back to school. Don't be a dick nominees. Could be teachers, could be parents, could be kids. What do you got for us?
My don't be a dick nominee is the teachers that will give homework on the first night. Or the teachers that will get into learning on the very first day.
Well, we talked about that, the learning, but the homework on the first night is a real move because I know a lot of I've had teachers like this, and they've said something like, let's just go ahead and set the tone early. It's going to be a challenging year, so it's back to school. Everyone knows the first day, the last day. I mean, similar to the teachers that are still trying to teach, like, on the last day,
yeah.
and they're going like, the bell hasn't rung yet. And you're like, well,
we're not at the end of my syllabus.
We're all checked out at this point.
Yeah.
No one's checked back in, which is why, as much as I hate the fact that the back to school starts in the middle of the week, and then it's like a short couple of days, it's because they're trying to ease both the teachers and the kids back into it.
Yeah.
Parents are ready for that drop off first thing Monday morning.
But 626 wanted to nominate the parents that are overly emotional about dropping their kids off. Not even just the huggers, the ones that are crying and talking to the teacher and trying to make sure everything's going to be okay, but then they have no problem dropping their kids off at grandma's for the weekend. See you later.
Right. I didn't think this would be me, but look at them.
Look at them all grown up.
There's great nominees here. We have to talk this out. We're going to give one of you some tickets as promised. So you can go to Big Bear and say goodbye to Jackie. And more importantly, go to the MX Grand Prix. I wish we could get all these calls on, but we got to take a quick break because we're back in a moment with your ADD news. And then more tickets for you to head over to Six Flags. So that's all next on K-Rock.